Yo, what's going on, guys? It's Daily here, and today we have some new Star Wars news. So, Minecraft recently had its, like, Minecraft Live thing. I didn't really watch it. I know that everyone was really pissed off about the mob vote happening again because a bunch of YouTubers keep on influencing it, and at the same time, it's like, well, you already made these mobs. Why don't you add them to the game? It's a whole thing. I think the armadillo one, I would have voted for the penguin. Whatever. It's really not that big of a deal to me, at least. If you love Minecraft, I can see how it could be a big deal to you. Either way, they did announce, though, coming November 7th, we have a new Star Wars DLC for Minecraft. And I'm really freaking excited for it. Look at this. Look at this Coruscant Jedi Temple. Looks incredible. So we've already had a Star Wars DLC for Minecraft in the past, and I thought it was pretty decent. It wasn't anything super special. There's a few planets you could go visit. You could ride like an X-Wing around, and you know, there were stormtroopers and rebels and some characters, if I remember correctly. I don't know. I played it a really, really long time ago, but you could like go to the Death Star. You could go to Endor. You could go to Yavin. You started in Tatooine. You started in Tatooine, and it was fun. It was good. I mean, it was a solid like 1 hour of fun, and then after that, it's like kind of over. And I'm always surprised that they didn't really do more with it, but now they are, which is great. Years later. So it's called Path of the Jedi DLC, and it is Clone Wars based, which sounds awesome. So it's time to explore a blocktastic galaxy. Sorry, I bit my tongue last night, like really hard. Scout jumped on the bed and like nailed my chin, and I bit down on like the back of my tongue. So I find it really hard to talk because I've got these like sores where my tongue went down on it. So I apologize if I sound weird or like extra like kind of, whatever. Announced today at Minecraft Live, Minecraft Star Wars Path of the Jedi DLC featuring a new story-based adventure will arrive on November 7th. In Path of the Jedi, you'll play as a Padawan, customize your own droids, and build a lightsaber as you go on various missions throughout the galaxy. Throughout, you'll encounter legends like Yoda and Mace Windu as you rise to the rank of Jedi Knight. Check out the trailer below, featuring glimpses of famous locales like Coruscant, Kamino, and fan-favorite characters including Ahsoka, Grievous, and Obi-Wan. So I think really Disney Star Wars has figured out that the Clone Wars is what people are most invested in right now. You know, it kind of comes and goes in different waves. For a while, it was definitely the original trilogy that everyone was super invested in. No one cared about the prequels. But then the Clone Wars TV show was such a smash hit. The prequels have been like top of the chart for a really long time for Star Wars fans. And I think Disney didn't understand that for a really long time until the sequel trilogy completely failed and the original trilogy nostalgia wasn't enough to carry it. And so now Disney Star Wars is going very hard on the prequel trilogy nostalgia. And I think this is a result of that. So let's go ahead and watch the trailer really quick. It's pretty short. It's just 40 seconds here. We hear it? Ah, there we go. All right, so you start yourself off here with the Jedi Temple, the Room of Masters. Got Kit Fisto there. I don't remember these guys' names. Mace Windu, there's Yoda, there's Obi-Wan specifically in his Clone Wars armor, which is great. There's Plo, and then Ki Adi-Mundi, and I think that's Shakti. Pretty baller. I like that. There's the Tantive IV, which I mean, I guess they did have those vehicles in the Clone Wars a little bit, but either way, it looks like here's a bunch of Padawans here. They're going in like, oh, there's a little Kyber crystal, and that's like baby Mace or Kit Fisto. He looks like a baby for some reason to me. There's a bunch of Lack gunships, which is kind of cool. So I'm hoping we're going to see a lot of clones. There's General Grievous and some Magna Guards right there. That's pretty baller with the quad lightsaber. There's Shaak Ti. I mean, they're showing all of these really great animations. I'm not sure if all of it is going to be making it into the final product because gameplay-wise, Minecraft is not that cinematic. So I'm kind of like, well, are they just showing this because it looks really cool in a trailer and then it's not going to be in any of the final cut? I don't know. We'll find out. But obviously, here's Kamino. There's a bunch of battle droids, which is pretty baller. It looks pretty nice. I mean, it looks very, very good. There's, well, who is that? Double, that's got to be Asajj Ventress, right? Maybe? I don't know, a little double lightsaber. I bet it's Asajj Ventress. There's Obi-Wan again. Are we all getting the rank of master from... I don't know. I don't know. Ooh, whoopsie. Did not mean to click on that. But either way, there we go. Star Wars Path of the Jedi coming soon. Bedrock Edition. Very Pog. I'm very excited about this. I think it is going to be really fun. It seems like there's a lot more content than the last Minecraft DLC that they had for Star Wars. I'm hoping that's true. It seems like it's a little bit story-based too, which is really, really fun. And it's much needed because Minecraft does not have a lot of Star Wars content. I hate to say it, but a lot of other worlds do get crazy amounts of Minecraft content. Lord of the Rings has a really cool mod I've noticed. I guess just other mod types like medieval, zombies. I know Halo has some Minecraft mods too. There's a lot of stuff out there and there's not a lot of working Star Wars stuff. A lot of the Star Wars stuff that does work well is like freaking 20 updates old at this point, and so it's like not Minecraft as we know it today. That's what my old like Minecraft Star Wars series was on Daily Tactics a while back, was this older version of Minecraft, which was very fun. It was very cool, but it's like I really want an up-to-date, more modern take on Minecraft Star Wars, whether it be a really well-made mod, which I know some people are working on, but it's like, yeah, it's been a while. There's this, which I'm hopeful for. These DLCs are always really fun for like a couple hours maybe, and then that's kind of it. So I know I'll be yearning for a little bit more than this at the end of the day, but still, it's going in the right direction. It feels like we're getting a lot more fun, creative Star Wars content announcements coming out more recently, which makes me really excited. And I am pretty excited for this, and I wonder if you guys are as well. If you are, please let me know in the comment section below. I'd love to hear about it. Subscribe if you have not already, boys. We're working our way on this channel to 1,000 subs, which would be pretty fun, pretty stellar. Hit the like button. Either way, guys, I'll see you all in the next one. Peace.
I hope you guys enjoyed that video. Be sure to click that subscribe button for more content and hit the notification bell if you'd like to be alerted to whenever I live stream or upload. Thanks so much.